And welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. We have a fantastic show for you here today. But before we get to it, we want to hear a word from the sponsor of Business Talk, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back to Business Talk. I'm told by my producer, Chris Kellogg, that this is our 100th show. Oh boy, time flies when you're doing a podcast, I guess. Thank you for letting me know that, Chris. We have a great show for you today. Like I said, our guest is Beth Ward. She is the Director of Community Affairs for MGM Springfield. How are you today, Beth?
I'm great, George. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing fine. The sun is out. February winter is moving right along. We like all those good things. So
spring is almost here. I know it.
We hope you are well. So we have a lot to talk about today. We want to talk about MGM Springfield and what's happening at the casino and what we see happening here for the rest of the year. It's going to be a big year at the casino, I expect. But let's start with you and your work there, Director of Community Affairs. I sense that this is a relatively new position at the casino, is it? Tell us a little bit about it and the role that you take there.
It is a new position here at MGM Springfield, George. It's an ever-evolving position as well. I am spokesperson, media liaison, wearing many hats, also involved in corporate social responsibility and giving, also wear the hat of government affairs. So it's pretty multifaceted, but it allows me to use a lot of my skills. As you may know, was in local news for a very long time, and just happy to continue those relationships in my new role. So it's been great, and I've been loving it.
Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate there, I assume. That, and you've been at this for how long now?
A whole 7 months now.
Okay. So before we get into talking about the casino, we're speaking right as we're doing the run-up into both the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day. And I know the casino has things going on for both. I know the Super Bowl is a watch party, and for the Valentine's Day, there's, what's this 5-pound lobster I keep hearing?
Oh my goodness.
About,
our chef, Chris Smigel, our executive chef, he does something fantastic and kind of crazy every Valentine's Day. And this Valentine's Day, it is a 5-pound stuffed lobster with all sorts of goodies on top. And if, you know, you want to impress your date or your significant other, $365 will get you a 5-pound lobster. I promise you will leave full. But we also have some other specials going on too. Just a fun way to celebrate. And as we're, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully emerging a little bit and you know, it's just such a nice atmosphere. I love the Chandler Steakhouse. Just a really romantic place to bring your significant other. So still okay. Availability, but they only have a select number of those lobsters, so call fast.
Okay, $365. I'll need a raise to. No, anyway. Speaking of those two events, I know that MGM has over the years been trying to establish itself as a different kind of destination for events like the Super Bowl, for Valentine's Day. You know, get people maybe out of their old habits and into new ones and get them down to Main Street. How has the casino been doing in changing those patterns and getting people out for those large events like that?
You know, I have to say that it has been fantastic. I think people are very anxious to come back out. And, you know, safety, of course, is MGM's number one priority. And you know, through the pandemic, we have followed the data and done whatever we can, no holds bar and keeping our staff and our guests safe. But, you know, you can see it in the numbers, George, of over the summer into the fall and this winter, even, you know, as this Omicron variant kind of took hold. We've been having some fantastic response from the community, and we are so very grateful. We had, the ice skating rink, which was great for the community over the holidays, had a great turnout for that. We have, over the summer, we had Free Music Friday. Turnout for that was fantastic. Also, we're going to bring that back this spring and summer. We also have a lot of entertainment that is coming up that we're so excited about. Tom Segura, one of the most popular comedians out there right now, sold out show. We have John Mulaney coming up. We have Jay Leno, Chelsea Handler, comedians at Roar. The reception has been fantastic and the numbers are great.
Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Beth Ward. She is the Director of Community Affairs for MGM Springfield. So we're talking about the casino and what's happening there, the gear ahead. Beth, you used the word emerging earlier. Society is kind of emerging from the pandemic. At least we hope it's emerging from the pandemic. It's been a long, hard 2 years for all kinds of businesses, but I imagine it's been especially difficult for the casino, given people just have not been going out as much as they had. It's a diverse population that goes there, but there are a lot of older people that go to the casino. Kind of talk about what the pandemic has been like for this casino and the casino industry in general, and where we are in that process of turning back the clock,
sure,
if you will, to where we were exactly 2 years ago.
Sure. Feels like more than 2 years ago. I mean,
it sure does.
Yeah. MGM Springfield is not unique. Of course, in seeing, less participation, lower numbers. Of course, as you know, we were shut down. But since reopening, the numbers have been steadily climbing. And we are so excited about what we have seen recently. We are so excited about this spring. And all things point to things, I don't want to say turning around, because, the community has been so incredibly supportive. And you mentioned older folks coming to the casino, but man, we have just seen a range of ages coming to take part in all of the different things that we have, not just on the casino floor, where it has been, of course, socially distanced for some time now, but also to all of the other amenities that we have here at MGM Springfield. I mentioned those Free Music Fridays. Man, that was just a really great opportunity for people to come out and enjoy that. So, it's the future is looking fantastic, and there is a real sense of excitement here among all of the team members here at MGM Springfield as we look forward to all of the performers that I had mentioned previously, reopening some of the wonderful amenities that we have here. And so there is a genuine sense of, all right, let's go. We've got this, and people are coming in greater numbers, and it's an exciting time here.
So for the people who have not been for a while, what might be different from what they remember from several months ago? What's new on the floor? What's new at MGM Springfield?
Well, there has been some repositioning of what we have on the casino floor itself. It's been interesting to see kind of how things have progressed because of the pandemic. And we have noticed that people really appreciate having some of those slot machines, for example, spaced out a little bit more. So you're going to have a little bit more breathing room on the floor. And that's something that we anticipate might stick around for a while, because we found that our guests really appreciate that, having a little bit more elbow room. Also, the hotel is open 24/7. And so that was from being shut down prior, and we've slowly worked back up to 24/7, which is fantastic. Expanded hours at the Chandler Steakhouse, also with TAP. And we also have a 90-day plan, where we plan to bring back some of the other amenities that I know our guests really love and look forward to, as do I. And that includes Topgolf. That is such a hugely popular amenity there. It's going to be open soon for group reservations, and also our bowling lanes. They are reopening soon. And parts of Costa also also are going to be opening up. And I also want to mention that during the pandemic, you saw, because of safety measures, and we follow the data and we follow what city and state and federal guidelines mandate, families were not allowed to come into the South End Market. But that has now changed as of a couple of weeks ago. The perimeter of the floor is now open. So that means that families, if you're coming here, you know, you're going to the Thunderbirds, which we're a partner of the Thunderbirds, and you want to come and get something to eat, that is now open to families. So there are a lot of changes and a lot of great changes to come as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the hotel. I know one of the more important aspects of the casino in terms of economic development in this region and the vibrancy to Springfield is bringing those events and those conventions back to Springfield. And you've just kind of really gotten established and got a foothold going and Bone, the casino. I'm sorry, the pandemic came and we had to shut the hotel down, shut the whole casino down. Are you starting to see those bookings coming back for those events? And if not,
absolutely.
When do we expect? We are. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I have to tell you, George, that has been really encouraging, you know, to see those bookings come back. You know, they started to come back. We had a really healthy number of bookings, and then Omicron hit. And so what we saw was not people saying, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to cancel. We saw people kind of pushing out and instead of canceling, moving to the springtime. So you'll see this coming month, it's a very healthy and robust list of events that we have coming and people really utilizing those beautiful ballrooms that we have in other spaces within MGM Springfield.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Beth Ward. She's the Director of Community Affairs at MGM Springfield. So Beth, as we move forward, you know, into the year, you talked about the events that we have planning. One topic that's on the minds of a lot of people in this region and kind of coincides with the Super Bowl is the larger issue of sports betting. This is a matter for the legislature to decide, but do we think we're going to see some action on that this year? What you got your antenna up on this, I'm sure, and people are just waiting for the chance to go down and bet on Cincinnati or Los Angeles, MGM Springfield, rather than the
right
going to New Hampshire.
I will tell you, and our president, Chris Kelly, will tell you that is the number one question that we get. When is it going to be passed? And we are as excited for that to happen as anyone. Just a few months ago, we made a significant investment in a brand new sports lounge that is ready to go at the flip of a switch should sports betting pass. And, you know, we are ready to go. It's tough, George. You look at all of the surrounding states in New England who have passed sports betting and they're enjoying the proceeds of that. And Massachusetts is not. You know, I could practically throw a stone to Enfield and into Connecticut, where you can just drive right down the highway and there you are, and you are able to place a bet. So we are hopeful and we are just as anxious as everyone else.
No indication on when a vote might take place. Again, I should probably have one of the state legislatures on the podcast to answer that question. I know you're dialed in on this. So
we are, as you can imagine, we are keeping a very close watch on what is happening on Beacon Hill. But that is the $1 million question. And we're just doing what we can to support and encourage and hope that it happens sooner than later. Super Bowl. We're hoping next Super Bowl.
Well, maybe we'll be able to bet on some things, in the meantime, I know.
Yes.
So talk to us some more about concerts and events that are coming up this year. I know you're very optimistic about the spring and the summer and MGM just becoming a destination for places for people to go to. So what do we have on tap?
I mentioned some of them before. They're worth mentioning again. Kem and Babyface, they're coming. Boyz II Men is coming. I mean, MGM has a great relationship with Mass Mutual Center and Symphony Hall, and the Armory here on property has a great series. The Roar Comedy Club, Tim Allen of SNL fame. You know, the list is fantastic coming up. Still working on Free Music Fridays, but again, I know I mentioned that earlier. I mean, it's a chance to just come in and hang out on the plaza, which is a wonderful venue in and of itself. I mentioned Tom Segura, John Mulaney, Jay Leno, Chelsea Handler. The list is going, but we're not done. So, you know, we have some exciting announcements to make. I wish I could tell you right now, but I can't. Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll be the topic of our next conversation. But needless to say, we are very excited about the performers that we have coming between, again, MGM Springfield on property and throughout Springfield Symphony Hall and MassMutual Center.
Mm-hmm. I know that when the casino opened, there was a lot of hard work to track where people were coming from. And who we were bringing to Springfield because of MGM Springfield. I'm sure you're still doing that kind of work. And I've always been curious as to from how far and wide we've been able to bring people here. What are the numbers and what are the license plates telling you?
You know, it's difficult to track during COVID, of course. Going into COVID, we were looking at attracting from, as you can imagine, the eastern part of the state, a big contingent from the center of the state in the Worcester area, and then in from Hartford and beyond that, also attracting from that area. And, you know, the circle seems to be getting wider, which we're really excited about, and we hope to keep that momentum going as we emerge.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I assume you've got your 5-pound lobster reserved and ready.
I do not have my 5-pound lobster ready. There are only a few available, and
where do they catch those? I don't.
I'll have to ask our executive chef. I'm not sure, but I know that he did a long trip and they're beautiful. I've seen them, so. Come on down. If you don't mind, George, if I could also make a quick pitch for, as is happening nationally, we are really looking for team members. If I could just say so really quickly, we are having hiring events, in-person hiring events, starting Tuesday coming up on the 15th, and really looking for talented team members. We have up to a $2,500 sign-on bonus. We have raised wages across the board. The health benefits are by far the best I've had in my entire career. So a lot of incentives going on, and we need folks. We have over 200 positions available right now. So if I could make a quick plug for that, just go to mgmspringfield.com for more information.
Okay, thank you for bringing that up. I know that was on my list of things to talk about. The workforce crisis is impacting every business in this region, and I assume it was impacting the casino as well. Well, good luck with those vacancies, and good luck with everything this year. Sounds like this is going to be a big year for the casino. So
we're excited. George. Sure, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you to all of you for listening. This has been the 100th episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien. We'll see you next time.